This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Dallas is dotted with Freedmen's Communities, African-American neighborhoods that sprouted after the Civil War in the era of segregation. The best known in Dallas may be Deep Ellum. Here's a look at another, the nearly forgotten Little Egypt that's getting a renewed look thanks to a local college. Clive Siegel stands at the corner of Thurgood Lane and Shoreview Road in Lake Highlands. He's lived here for years, surrounded by houses, apartments, and businesses. But something always puzzled him, a dirt and gravel road.
Like, why didn't they finish paving this place or whatnot?
That gravel road leads to an old alley that Siegel says also seemed out of place.
And it just looks like it doesn't belong there. It looks more like a country lane than it does a regular alley behind a suburban house around here.
That's because, Siegel discovered, it was a country lane. The Richland College history professor was so curious, he dug around and found out this was once a small African-American neighborhood called Little Egypt. The rural community began in the 1880s. Siegel tracked down the deed showing former slaves Jeff and Hannah Hill paid $300 for 35 acres. This community, named for its Egypt Chapel Baptist Church, thrived until the early 1960s. Gloria McCoy grew up in Little Egypt.
We had electricity, but we had no running water. We didn't have any indoor plumbing. We had the outhouse, and we had butane gas. We did have a telephone.
This was the 1950s. The McCoy house had Little Egypt's only telephone, says Gloria's older sister, Joanne.
People in the neighborhood did not have phones, but a lot of them got their calls there. And we would just run up the road and tell them, so-and-so, the telephone's for you.
That road Joanne ran up was all dirt. Little Egypt never got paved. That didn't bother the sisters.
We did not feel like we were poor. Because we did everything anybody else that we was doing here.
The McCoys have shared stories of life in Little Egypt with Siegel and students at Richland College in Dallas. Siegel and colleague Tim Sullivan teach a class about the old neighborhood. They do more than lecture. Sullivan, an anthropology professor, has conducted digs in Little Egypt.
I had no idea what was on there, and we were going to do some surface collection, so we laid out a whole grid.
Sullivan's in a field near Thurgood and Shoreview, next to the Victorian-style Eastlake Cat Care Center. The lot has gone unpaved and unplowed for 57 years. Perfect, Sullivan thought, for a dig.
We have our line staked, you know, going back and forth. We have our shaker screen. We have our shovels and our trowels and our bags that are marked with each square.
They found tiles and glass objects. Small orange spikes, pounded in by students, now dot the field. 20-year-old Richland College student Natalie Grundelman worked the dig.
I never really thought something like that could be so close to home. I always thought, like, and any archaeological dig would be in a different country or just not, it wouldn't be so close to you.
The dig that Grundelman worked is where the McCoy home once stood. In the early 60s, the McCoy sisters say their dad fought but failed to get running water into Little Egypt. He'd seen city sprinklers watering nearby Flagpole Hill.
And we, as in this black neighborhood, could not get running water. They would not give us running water. So from there, he really kind of decided he could do better and we could do better as a family.
In 1961, the McCoys moved west to a small modern home near Love Field. The next year, as Lake Highlands was expanding, 200 Little Egypt residents agreed to a mass buyout. A few dozen trucks moved everyone out to new homes scattered across North Texas. Egypt Chapel Baptist Church moved too. After 8 decades, Little Egypt was no more. Gloria McCoy welcomes the new scholarly interest in her old neighborhood.
It's an honor to me for someone to research in the area that I grew up in, that I loved. And I think growing up in that area, I think it made us the person that we are today. Humble and respect and appreciate what we have today.
This April, the McCoys and others who once called Little Egypt home will gather to celebrate the 139th anniversary of the church that once anchored the community. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.